Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Becca Tilley, and we are scrubbing in. By popular demand, we have the Tanya Rad back in the studio.
Thanks for
having me. Back in the OR room.
Yes, back in the OR.
So let's just get right to it.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy. I have some things to discuss with you.
What do you have to discuss?
First of all, I went out of town this weekend, and then I came back super late last night, and I was like, I have to watch the new episode of Grey's Anatomy before we scrub in tomorrow.
Of course.
What do you think?
I didn't love it.
I hated the voiceover, Amelia's voiceover. I found it to be so corny.
Yeah. And I didn't like that she just was like, had the surgery. It was just like too much in one episode. I was like, what is going on?
It was like that same feeling when Derek died, except it ended much better for her than it did for him.
Yes, correct.
But it was like all really fast and it was over.
Too much. I was like, now she's out and now they're in the car. Like, what's happening?
She's going home. Is everything okay now?
Yeah,
they restore everything within 5 minutes. Oh, shoot. We were supposed to say spoiler alert before we talked about anything, Grace.
Spoiler alert.
We'll be better about it.
Yeah, if you're a true Grace fan, you usually watch by like Thursday, Friday, I would think, at least over the weekend.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people are binge watching like you did, like on Netflix and stuff.
Oh.
I'm saying they probably don't even know who Amelia is a lot of them right now.
Well, choo-choo, get trucking, guys.
Anyway, she's still alive, so there's that.
And she's just home tumor-free?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, it was too much in one episode. It was too much.
And she shaved like just a portion. Yeah. Okay. So I'm kind of over the Maggie and Jackson thing. Did we squash that with the whole like sibling? Like they kind of insinuated
that they were like siblings? No, I don't think they squashed it because I think that's going to be like a love thing. I'm done with it too.
Are you able to separate Jackson from Minka Kelly now? Because I'm not.
I haven't even seen photos of them together.
No, because like for me, when I'm watching Grey's, like he is Jackson Avery. He's not what's
Jesse
his name? He's not Jesse Williams. Like he's Jackson Avery, and he is supposed to be with April. Like Minka Kelly doesn't even cross my mind when I'm watching.
Yeah,
Grey's.
Neither does his ex-wife. No one crosses my mind except for April.
April, that's who he belongs with. J-April for life.
Okay, that I agree with you on. But something I don't agree with you on is your comparison of Denny and Izzy to Meredith and Derek.
The greatest love story Grey's Anatomy has ever seen.
Is?
Is Denny and Izzy.
That is... It's so offensive to me. And also offensive to anyone who's watched this show for as long as it's been on. That I liked Teddy and Henry more than I liked Izzy and Denny.
Who's Henry?
Henry Scott was Scott Foley.
Oh. For people playing along at home, Denny is on The Walking Dead now and plays, what's that maniac's name on Walking Dead? Negan. What is his name in real life? He has three names.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, and is he everything?
Yeah, he's Denny to me.
He doesn't do it for me.
Okay, so this is where my mind goes. When I think of Denny and Izzy, I think if they wouldn't have, spoiler alert, killed him... They could have had the greatest love story of all time.
But guess what?
They did. I know. But I think if you can really look past that, I think the way that they started their relationship is so beautiful. The foundation they had was beautiful.
You mean when she broke all the rules and dated her patient?
And saved his life because love has no boundaries, Amy. Love doesn't... If it's your patient, if it's your doctor, if it's your teacher...
No, it was just like... It like wasn't realistic because...
If it's your teacher.
If you're 18 and older is what she said.
You need to just see past the spoiler alert death and see what they could have been.
Okay, this is the...
Because it could have been greater than Mare and Dare. It could have.
Meredith and Derek went through so many trials. It was like real life. That's why people liked it. I think that's why I was like, you know what?
And then Derek chooses to be back with Addison.
Oh, because
Meredith
he was married and he was like trying to be loyal.
He was not loyal. He was sleeping with Meredith when he was still married to Addison.
Because she slept with someone else first.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, I do agree with that.
Do either of you think that Meredith will ever have another love as true as Derek?
Not as true as Derek. However, I am kind of in that wanting her with Riggs, which I had gotten out of that.
I want her... Okay, this is another unpopular vote, but I want her to be with Karev.
Ugh. It's so incestuous to me. I love Karev, but I don't want him and Meredith together.
I want them to end up together because I think it would be the only right way for her to end up with somebody is with Alex Karev. It would.
I don't know. I like him and Joe together. You don't like that though.
No. For the birds, their relationship.
Denny and Izzy were for the birds for me. No.
That hurts. That actually hurts.
It was just so.
I don't want to sidebar too heavily, but do you think Will and Jack should be together on Will and Grace? I feel like they're hinting to that.
I didn't watch.
I'm like, I don't know.
I know. I'm like, how do I remember any of the episodes?
Like, are they comparable to like Rachel and Ross?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like them together.
Well, yeah. Anyone comparable to Rachel and Ross, we support here.
Oh, like
Meredith and Derek.
No, I was gonna say like Becca and Robert.
Oh my! Wow, you really went there, huh? Yeah, Tanya had dinner with Robert on Friday.
I did.
You know what's weird? He texted me and he's all, yeah, I have dinner plans. And I'm like, yeah, I know who they're with. Don't try to make it seem like you're...
Wait, this is really interesting. Does that weird you out that your best friend is going to dinner with your ex-boyfriend?
No, it doesn't weird me out.
Not at all. I told you about it like when we made the plans.
Yeah, and they love each other. And they're like so supportive and kind to each other. I'm like, maybe y'all should date. I don't know. Maybe I was just in the way this whole time.
No, I love it. Like, I literally left dinner and I texted Becca and I was like, I love Robert so much.
I know. Everyone does.
I think timing is everything in life.
I agree.
And I'll just leave it at that.
With talking about that, we were talking about like deleting photos of relation. Like, if you've been in a relationship and then you break up, do you keep the photos up or do you delete the photos? Because I had some people that commented on like a photo I posted and they asked why I still had photos of us up after right. We broke up.
It's a tricky situation because, you know, they were a part of your life. I think it also depends how the breakup happened. Like if it was I'm speaking personally, the breakup was so hard on me that I just deleted yeah. because it was yeah. just seeing it just made me sad and hurt. So I'm pro delete. I'm pro on the delete side.
Okay, well, I haven't deleted any of them because they're very happy times and I like looking back at them and I don't have any ill feelings towards Robert. But I guess if I moved on and was dating someone else and the guy was like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with those being up, I see right. that being a thing, but... like being single and being in the place that I'm at, I don't feel like, oh my gosh, I should delete those. I don't want anyone to see them or
right.
think and that we're still together
or
something.
That's the thing too. There's another person involved. So like if you were to start dating somebody new, like, and you had pictures of you and your ex plastered all over your Instagram kissing and being happy, like it's uncomfortable and out of respect. I think it is okay to delete them.
Yeah. I mean, we had some beautiful, romantic videos.
Yes. So romantic.
I know, but I like go back and watch those all the time. I think they're fun. But like Robert, he deleted a lot of the stuff, but he even said he was like, he regretted deleting the video of us that he made when we were in Greece.
Oh, I love that video so much. I'm telling you,
he
Ross
deleted
and Rachel,
it.
Ross and Rachel.
He did say in his defense, he was like, my Instagram looked like an ode to Becca. And
right,
it did.
Of course.
And so I think for him, he's like, I don't post enough for it to just go away. Like, I constantly
right, right.
am seeing it.
It doesn't get, like, buried in his feed. It's
I don't
just,
have,
like,
ill, like, I don't have any negative feel either way. If you agree with it, great. If you don't, great. It's a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
Same with double texting, like we were talking about.
Ah, don't
What's
get me started
texting?
On that.
Okay. So, Tanya and I in the dating world especially could not be more opposite.
Couldn't be more opposite.
In most things in life, but... When it comes to texting a guy, I think that if you are just starting to text and it's kind of figuring out like the vibes and how it goes, should you send a text back to back without them responding in between?
Oh, that's double text.
That's double text. Yeah.
I might be guilty of quadruple texting.
Yeah. Well, no, that's called something else. What's that called?
That's called quadruple texting.
No, that has a name for it.
Stalking?
No. It has a name, though. We'll find Mark's looking for it.
Okay.
I'm pro double texting because here's my thing. I've tried all that. And I go to Becca for a lot of, like, guy boy advice. What's it called?
Barking.
Oh, yeah. It's called barking.
Barking. Amy barks.
So I go to Becca for a lot of my, like, I ask her a lot of, like, what do I respond to this guy or what do I say? Because I feel like she's so much cooler than I am. Like, I am just, I exude, like, nerd and, like,
no, you
it's
don't.
Fine.
It's not
but
nerd.
I've learned to, like, accept it. And I'm going to double text you if I want to talk to you and I'm interested in you. Like, I'm going to double text and I don't care. I just can't care. So I'm pro double texting.
It's hard because when I ask Mark these questions, he answers differently than I feel like most guys have. So I feel like when you're first starting to get to know, I'm more traditional in the sense that I like the guy to pursue me.
I agree.
And so me double texting, I don't like to feel like I'm the aggressor, I guess.
I agree. And I think that I should take some of that.
Who's a very guy-like guy that we could call to ask, like, a guy?
Oh,
kind
like
of a
Channing Tatum,
a studly guy. I don't have his number. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to call a guy.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, also
somebody in Amy's Rolodex. Okay,
right.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Like, who's a very sort of
guy?
A guy that would know the answer to this.
You know who we should call?
Who?
Spike.
Good one.
Spike lives in the building where we all. I don't live there anymore, but where we all once lived. He's a manly man.
Where we all once lived.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Spike. It's Becca, your old neighbor.
Hi.
How's it
hi,
going?
Hi, Becca. What's going on?
Hey, we are discussing a topic, and we needed a guy's guy opinion on it, and so we thought of you.
Okay.
Are you honored?
I am honored.
Okay, thank
Spike,
you.
Can we get a little enthusiasm here?
That's
did you,
Tanya.
Becca, did you win The Bachelor?
No, thank you for the reminder, though.
Okay.
I feel like you already knew the answer to that question. You were trying to embarrass me.
I'm not trying to embarrass
I'm
you.
I
was actually asking the question with sincerity.
Oh, no, I'm very single. But okay, so we
also
have a
welcome
question.
To 2017. Yeah,
I was just like 3 years late, but it's okay, so if you are kind of getting to know a girl, going out with her, what are your thoughts? Do you like to be the one initiating the text? And do you mind if she double texts you, like sends a text, you don't answer, and then she sends it again? Or is that kind of annoying?
No, I don't mind it at all.
Oh, you don't mind it at all?
Nope.
Do you prefer the girl being the aggressor?
Sometimes.
Interesting.
So what about the times?
I like alpha females, though, Becca.
Wait, what'd you say?
I like alpha females.
You
there's
do
a fine
like...
line between alpha and annoying.
Yes. Where does the line begin annoying?
When they're telling me what to do.
Oh, okay.
So you don't mind her being the initiator, but you don't want her to be like the dominating force.
No.
Got it. All right.
Okay, well, this answer really surprised me.
I know,
actually.
Me too. I'm feeling like I'm doing everything wrong now.
And I'm feeling pretty good.
But we're all still single, so. Yeah. All right. Thanks for answering, Spike. Thank you for your wisdom.
Does that help? What are you going to do? Are you going to shout at somebody on text now? Becca?
I'm going to double text like crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends, right? You got to play with it. You can't bark, but you can have fun.
You got to feel out the vibes, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's what I say, you got to feel out the vibes.
Who are you trying to get this information from?
No one. It's just like a general opinion on things,
you know,
dating
it's a
in general.
Public service, really.
Yeah, you're actually doing the public a lot of good right now with this information.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I feel as if everything I've ever thought has just gone down the drain.
Maybe we need one more opinion.
No, I was going to say, I feel like...
One more opinion. From a male? Okay. After this.
Okay. Something else that I feel like I've been doing wrong all this time is brushing my teeth. I didn't think you could brush your teeth wrong.
And how are you doing it wrong?
I'm not doing it long enough. And I learned this because Quip sent me their electric toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like the kind that they use at the dentist where they brush it. But it goes the time that you're supposed to brush your teeth, and it feels like
it like automatically has a time set in it,
yeah, and so it vibrates and then like it'll switch a vibrate setting to let you know to switch to another part of your teeth.
No way.
And so it feels like it goes for 10 minutes, but I think it's just like maybe a minute and a half or something. But I realize how I have been brushing way too short.
You've been giving it like 50%,
maybe not even 50.
Ooh,
like
a dirty mouth.
But I have a clean mouth. I'm very clean. But I have a dentist appointment this week, and I feel like my dentist is going to be very impressed.
Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling really confident. This is the first time I've ever felt confident going to the dentist. I will say that. So Quip is a new company, and it's kind of just showing people the right way to brush your teeth.
Smart.
Yeah, it's really smart. It's an electric toothbrush. It packs premium vibration and timing features into an ultra slim design. Mine is rose gold. It matches my Mac laptop.
It's rose gold. Yeah. That's so cute.
It's so pretty. And it has a little case that you can stick onto your mirror. So you just set it in. They're like a little suction thing. Yeah. And with this, you can subscribe to receive new brush heads on a 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. And it all starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/Becca to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Get Quip, that's getquip.com/Becca. And go get your electric toothbrush and start brushing right.
Yeah, I need to get one of those.
We're all filthy animals.
So cute.
Not brushing our teeth long enough.
And then we had to get matching toothbrushes.
Oh, by the way, you can't see us, but we do have scrubs on right now. We are so official. I'm like, no one can even appreciate that because they're just listening to us.
But I think it adds to the ambiance.
I know, but what if I got through this whole thing and we just had scrubs on and never mentioned that we were wearing scrubs?
I feel like we should wear them every week.
I know, me too.
Like, it really gets in, you know what I mean? Like, it's full on character mode.
Yeah, I feel like everyone has a little more respect for us than they usually do.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe
every time
it's
I walk down the street in this thing, I feel like
that's
I get
what I said.
A lot more respect.
I'm going to run errands after this.
Totally.
Things I don't even need to do. Okay, I feel like we need to get one more person's opinion on this. I'm not surrendering with just one guy's opinion.
Fine.
Who should we call?
My friend Doug.
Doug.
Okay.
People want to know why the podcast is called Scrubbing In.
Oh, because of Grey's Anatomy.
I know, I felt like I made it very clear with everything I post every other day. That's why it's called Scrubbing In, because I am a freak about Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and we watch
Hello?
Our...
Doug?
Yes.
Hi, Doug. It's Becca, Tanya, and Amy.
What's going on, girls?
We have a very, very important question, and we need your help to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
When it comes to dating, the first few dates, the beginning of the relationship, how do you feel about a girl double texting you? When I say that, I mean she texts you, you don't respond for whatever reason, and then she texts you again.
It depends on so many different factors. But is this after you've already gone out with her or just kind of like just met, she's texting you a couple times and you haven't responded?
Like you met at a bar, you exchange numbers, right. And then that's where you're at.
Yeah.
It depends on how hot she was.
Now, what if you're knee deep into it and you've been like hanging out for months and months?
That's not what we're talking about.
This is just initial.
Yeah, this is the initial.
Well, I changed my mind then. I don't double text until we're way into it.
I mean, the problem is the younger people, I mean, they don't, you know, they'll wait. They can wait 2-3 hours. But I think as you get older, if you don't respond to somebody, they get a little offended.
I thought you were going to say 2 to 3 days, which is kind of what I do, but you said 2-3 hours.
No, but I'm saying like, you know, 30 minutes. It's like, God, come on, respond.
Yeah, but do you find that attractive as in like, oh, I want to text her? It's kind of like a mystery, or you like that someone's aggressive like that?
No, I totally turned off on that.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So now
I'm
we're
so
one
glad.
To one. One guy said it's fine. Another guy said it isn't fine.
Yeah, I'm so glad we called you, Doug.
And the quadruple text?
Yeah, well, quadruple text is you just basically change the number, block that number.
Doug, you were a great call. Thank you. It's almost like I texted you beforehand.
Exactly.
All right. All well, right. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, see you guys.
All right, bye.
I didn't love Doug.
Yeah, y'all were all on your high horse over there with Spike. Then Doug comes in and lifts me up onto my saddle.
Oh,
you like that?
Yeah.
Horse reference? Uh-huh. I really kept it going. Got no reaction. I had to ask for it myself. Okay, so I don't know. Do we need one more person to even that out?
Tiebreaker.
But we got to think. I mean, because
it's got to be a really good tiebreaker. Like...
I'm just going to get a very guy.
But, like, who?
T- Talk amongst yourselves while I think.
Okay, so my next thing, someone wanted to know what plain face is.
What is plain face?
Okay, so it's really nothing. I think my friend Laura and I are the only people who talk about this. But you probably know what I'm talking about when I explain it. You know when you fly really far, you get off an airplane and your face is just like not itself because of being up in the air and it's dry and like you just feel like you don't look quite as put together and pretty as you normally do when you're not on a plane?
Okay.
It's called plain face. And like you can't just get rid of it. You have to have like a full night's sleep to get rid of plain face.
So like I've never like noticed, I guess.
No, so like I got to New York, this was a month ago, and I think I had a red eye or something. And so I got to the hotel, I showered and everything, took my makeup off, go to put it back on, and it just would not set the way I needed it to. And my friend Laura, she's like, oh, it's plain face. I was like, yes, I have plain face. And you can't get rid of it till you wake up the next morning.
I've never heard of it. Is that a thing?
It's not. We just made it up. It's a thing, but like we just gave it a name. It's called plain face. What do you eat when you watch Grey's Anatomy?
What do you think?
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Or kettle corn.
Yeah.
And only
Becca has the best popcorn. Like, I don't know what
it's Orville Redenbacher. It's literally what you buy at Ralph's.
It's so delicious.
And you would think that I like slaved over my stove making it.
Because I make like the real popcorn that you make out of the kernels and you like put it over the stove. Like just the healthy, like real, you know, popcorn. And Becca's is just so much better.
Yeah.
Just microwave popcorn.
I'm not kidding. It's the most basic. They sell it probably at the Dollar Tree or something. It's very. I can't remember where we got our Meredith Grey sweatshirts. I think Etsy. Just type in Meredith Grey is my spirit animal. It'll pop right up. I want to talk about someone. There was something about going where to go with your girlfriends. And I have a good like road trip story. So Amy invited me and Crystal to go to the Pebble Beach golf tournament with her 2 years ago. And so we went up and first of all, we turned off a really weird side road and Amy was freaking out because there wasn't a bathroom near and we lost service. It was kind of a shaky start. I felt fine, you know, on the trip. I was like excited, golf tournament. My dad always said I should marry a golfer. I was like, Justin Timberlake was going to be there. Yeah, he likes golfers and it's a safe sport where they make a lot of money. So, you know, he like just was like, marry a golfer.
That's so funny.
I find it to be so boring, so I don't know if I could ever do it. But anyways, I was thinking, like, this could be it. And
This is my chance.
So the next day I wake up, and I have, like, a kind of a cough, but nothing. I thought maybe it was dry weather or something. We go to the golf tournament. I'm not kidding. I fall ill, like, laying on the grass, shaking violently with a fever. And people are coming up to me, and like Amy knows everyone in California in general. And so people are coming up and we're introducing ourselves. I'm just like, please, I'm don't touch me. I'm in that achy, weird phase. So then we go to this party at this mansion and people are coming up and they're like hugging me. They're like, oh, we loved you on the show. And I'm like, I'm telling them as they're hugging me, like, I'm violently ill. I have a fever.
Are you sweaty?
And they're still. I was like cold. I was so cold.
And like sweaty.
I wasn't sweaty. I was just like shaking.
So you weren't like you couldn't physically see it on you.
No, I could physically feel it.
But
I was
like
going
somebody coming
down.
Up to you wouldn't know that you were ill.
But I was telling them.
Oh, okay.
And so they kept hugging me. Like, and then I would be like, I'm really sick. I think I have a fever. And they'd be like, we loved you on the show. Hug me. I'm like, I just infected a mansion full of people.
She like infected 100 people.
Ew.
Yeah, there's no telling who went down because of me that day. So then we're waiting to get out, and they had to open the gate. And they had to open the gate.
How far along? When was this? Oh, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. I mean. And Joe Montana, who was the quarterback for the 49ers, he is, like, leaving. And I'm, like, in his way sitting on the curb. And they're kind of looking at me like, could you please move? I'm like, sorry, I'll just limp over here. Do you mind giving us a ride? So we walk back to the car, violently shaking.
We
get in the car.
Like 2 miles.
Literally, it felt like a full blown marathon. I get in the car, I lay down, I turn on the heat. They take me back to the hotel. I turn on the fireplace, turn it up to like 85 degrees in there. Then I wake up and I'm drenched in sweat. I was supposed to be at the airport at like 4 a.m. I didn't cancel my flight. I just didn't show up. I don't think I'll ever go back to a golf tournament.
This is all coming from a listener who wanted to know where we go on girls' trips.
Maybe that was a sign.
What I'm saying is that I don't believe in girls' trips anymore.
I don't know if it's necessarily that girls' trip, but maybe it was the universe telling you that your dad's wrong. You shouldn't be with a golfer.
I know. It should be with a doctor.
To bring it back full circle.
I found another guy to break our tie.
Can we talk about who it is?
It's my friend Jared. He's a very guyish guy.
Manly is Jared?
Very, like, there he is.
Jared,
he's very manly.
Jared, how manly are you? Scale 1 to 10.
Oh, wow. How manly am I? 1 to 10.
Yeah. Don't be humble.
It's a loaded question. I think I'm like 7.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I'm like a 7.
Okay, so we have a question, and we want to know your opinion on double texting. If you meet a girl, let's say you meet her out at a bar, at an event, y'all exchange numbers, haven't gone on a date yet, you're just talking up until that first date, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If she texts you, and then you don't respond, and then she texts you again, what are your feelings on that?
I guess it first depends how into her I am, because if that's happening and I like her, then it's a good thing and I feel like it's going well. But if it's kind of like the early stages and I'm feeling it out, it might be a sign of somebody that might be a little over the top, or you know what I mean? It could be one of those things where you're like, is this mean anytime that I don't get right back to someone or give them my full attention right away that this is what it's going to be like? So, but I think you just have to feel it out based on how you are feeling about the girl.
Yeah, you like your initial attraction.
Exactly, because if you're really into someone and they're doing that, then I think it's like you feel awesome. You're like, wow,
but
they're into me.
Do you feel like if you're really into a girl, you're going to be the initiator? Like, as a guy, aren't you going to be the one that reaches out if you're really into her?
I think for me, it's different. It depends on the type of girl. Like, I think girls like it when a guy, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, girls like a guy to be chivalrous and to initiate, but you don't want to come on so strong, because especially out in Hollywood, Los Angeles or New York or big cities, you know, really attractive girls or someone that you might be into, you know, they're probably being pursued by a lot of people. So if you come on too strong and do the double text, like you just mentioned, from our end, our meaning guys, then she might think the same thing. So it's like you kind of have to feel out, does this girl like me? I don't want to come on too strong.
And how long in is the ban on double texting lifted? This is a question I keep asking.
I mean, I think if you're going back and forth for 3 months and you haven't rocked the phone call, there's like a serious problem.
That's true.
Right?
So true. Preach,
I mean,
Jared.
Like, who's like 3 months deep only texting? There's too much fear going on.
No,
there.
There's phone calls. Let's say there's phone calls,
At least
too.
Hit up like a Starbucks or Coffee Bean based on your preference, you know?
True.
That's so much easier. And then you can feel out if the double texting was a red flag or if it's like a good thing.
Wow. Well, that was some good insight.
That would be my summary. Is like, do a little bit double texting, but then rock the actual phone call, do the voice thing, and meet up in person, and then you'll probably get a good sense of whether or not it's going anywhere. I don't know. Was that a good answer?
Yeah, I felt like that was a very good answer. All right. Well, thank you so much for participating.
Hope you have a good day. All right.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
So it's basically the situation. It's all situational. It's about who it is and what they like, and everyone's different.
I know. I think that's what I always go back to, is I'm like, I just have to be myself, because the right one. Why are you laughing?
I just feel like we talk about this so often.
All the
it's
time.
So funny.
What's my new word for 2018?
Trust.
Trust.
But I said you should start now.
Yeah. So I'm at my 50-year high school anniversary this weekend.
Oh, I was like, 50 years?
Yeah, I sound so youthful, right? No, it's the anniversary of my high school. And so I went back to give this speech. So I was there on Saturday, and it was like so much love in the air. It was just like really like light. Everything was just really like light and fun. And I was like talking in groups of 5 or 6 people, and people that I recognized that I went to high school with, and then some teachers, and just good fun. I was talking to this guy for maybe like 5 minutes and in a group. And then he basically pulls me aside and he's like, I'd love to take you to dinner sometime. And I was like, this is amazing, because guys don't do that anymore. Like,
right.
I don't have, like, the last time a guy asked me out to dinner was July. Literally. It's a long time. When is it? August. Almost Halloween. Oh, yeah.
I was like, do we tell her?
So I was, like, so excited, because I was like, that's really nice. And I like forward men, and I like, you know, that.
I noticed he had a wedding ring on. And I was like, are you married? And he goes, I'm going through a divorce. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna not go. I'm just gonna.
You're all call me after the divorce.
Yeah. But I'm like, also, I think if you're wearing your wedding ring, that's not a great sign. If you're going through a divorce, you take it off. That was my initial reaction.
Well, especially if you're in the place where you're asking girls out.
Totally.
Like, if you're kind of like, you know what, I really want to work on the marriage and I'm believing that it's going to work out. I'm going to wear my wedding ring. That's fine. But if you're going to go to the point of asking someone to dinner and you're still wearing it.
Right. Or like put your hand in your pocket or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you don't want him to put his hand in his pocket.
No, but like, it's just very obvious that he is like.
Did I tell you all about the guy I met in the Hamptons that I thought was like, did we talk about this one?
No.
Okay.
No. Do tell.
So last year we were in the Hamptons and I was like, this is. I met this guy. We were throwing the football back and forth. It was at this like beautiful house.
That's so Becca, by the way, throwing the football back and forth. Like, would I ever be throwing the football back and forth? No. And my kids would be throwing the football.
He looked like one of those guys who like sails his boat in the Hamptons during the summer. And he was like a quarterback at Yale or something. I don't know. I'm just like making up what I thought he looked
right.
And so I was like, well, this is it. Met my man in the Hamptons. And so we're like having good conversation, throwing the football, and someone comes up to me later and they're like, yeah, you know that guy you were talking to? And I was like, yeah, he's so hot. And we like had really good conversation, and they said, yeah, he's married and took his ring off. He's like on a guy's trip this weekend. I was,
what?
You know what? I'm done.
I am done with this good conversation. Okay.
Here's your football.
Take your football.
Take it and go.
That makes me so sad.
I know.
Like, it may, honestly, it, case and point. Are there any good ones out there?
And we have all this access to dating apps and social media. And it's like, the mentality is, if she don't want me or if he don't want me, I can move on to someone else.
I know. And I think that, like, honest to God, it's a fear of mine that, like, I'm not going to find someone that... is as committed as I am. Because you know me. Like,
I'm in.
And, like, I'm loyal and I'm, like, all in. And I feel like I haven't found a guy in the past how many years I've been single that I feel like is or would ever be as committed as I am.
Oh,
and that's scary.
I mean, that is not go along with the trust word of 2018.
That's true. I have to trust that he's out there.
Except that guy had his ring off and he was married. Throwing the football with me. Like, could you be more flirty?
Yeah. Just flirt, 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 flirt.
Like, did you see that spiral he threw at me? Like,
and then he just came up and was like, do you know I'm a doctor too?
Yeah. Can you imagine? I would have started crying. If he was like a doctor and then they're like, he's married. Like,
that
tears.
Sucks.
Well, yeah, that's not very fun. You know what is fun?
What?
Do you know? Okay.
Oh, wait. I got to tell you something.
Okay.
I think I matched with the creator of FabFitFun.
What?
I'm a dating app or CEO or CEO
you need
or
to,
COO.
You need to double text that.
How funny is that, though?
You could get a free subscription every month, every year.
I meant to screenshot it and send it to you because I don't know if you know him because I know you do the commercials.
Yeah.
But I can't screenshot in that app.
Oh, they've really blocked the fun, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Well, since we're talking about it, FabFitFun is a subscription box that sends you the latest in beauty and fashion, fitness, and wellness every single season. So you get 4 boxes a year. You could get unlimited. Can you imagine? Wow. All the products are full size. It's not like you're getting these little dinky sample sizes. You're getting full size products. You pay $49.99 each season, but they guarantee a value of at least $200 per box. So $200 worth of products for $49.99.
Wow.
Amazing.
The deal.
This season is the editor's box. They have Summer and Rose Black fold over clutch, the wishbone necklace that we talked about.
I love a wishbone necklace.
He could get you a wishbone necklace and a diamond ring.
Oh, man. don't forget about the Himalayan pink salt.
Oh, they do have that. That was my night. It's a kit. The Himalayan pink salt kit.
Oh.
They have Real Her lip kit in deep red. They have my tag along skipping rope. That is a good exercise.
Yeah,
by
especially
the way.
Like when you're on the road, when you're traveling, and you want to exercise, you can bring a
you
jump
meant,
rope.
Like on the street, you're
no,
like out there.
No.
When
you're
like,
traveling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. You can do it anywhere. They have a body oil, but basically they have a bunch of stuff. all for $49.99. But for you, it's even less. Go to fabfitfun.com, use code BECCA, that is
B-E-C-C-A,
and you'll get $10 off the editor's box. So again, that's fabfitfun.com. Don't forget the promo code BECCA. We got to get that guy's number, huh?
Can you believe that? How funny is that?
Here's my thing. Everyone's really broken up about the death of AIM. A-I-M.
Me.
Is it A-I-M or AIM?
Both. It goes both ways.
Okay. Why? I didn't even know it was still something people used.
Every day.
See, mine died when I lost, when AOL stopped for me.
See, I think, like, for me, it's so nostalgic because I, like, that's how I, like, flirted with guys in high school. And I use it every day now at work. That's how we communicate, like, during the morning show. Like, that's literally the only thing we use is AIM.
But, like, that's how I felt when MySpace kind of died. And you kind of, you go through this feeling of sadness, and then there's the next thing. You have Instagram. But I didn't realize that it was still something people used all the time.
I'm trying to start a petition.
To what?
To make it not go away, because we still have a couple months. It doesn't go until December. And now everybody's trying to transfer us to Slack. Slack is not the same.
Why is it going away?
Because not enough people are using it, apparently. I think y'all are the only company who is still on board with AIM.
Totally.
But what is Slack?
Slack is essentially like AIM, but like it's just
you're
not
just,
the same.
This is what you do. You're like loyal to something, and then
I can't let it go.
You can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
It's like your candida.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone on this, though, by the way. I had a friend message me on Instagram when I posted that thing about how sad I was. And she was like, I will sign your petition. Let's go.
I mean, I'll sign it to support you, but I could not care less. Also, couldn't care less about Riverdale. Okay. I just wanted to get that reaction from both of y'all. I haven't even caught up on the new season, but my sister said it was super cheesy. The first episode?
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Wow. And somebody dies.
I'm not surprised to hear you say this, but I am surprised to hear Amy.
I'm a teenager at heart. But here's my question. What the hell year is it, Riverdale? I was so befuddled, I Googled that.
I thought it was 2017.
I thought too.
It was like now.
Right, but watch it closer. They use iPhones and text, but yet the cars are super old-timey. And did you see when they took Luke Perry to the hospital?
I did find that strange.
There was not a computer in sight. I thought I was watching This Is Us. Remember when that
switcheroo? Oh, yeah, they do a great job at that.
Though. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, what year is it?
I don't know, but
it's
frankly,
like a weird time warp.
I don't care. Like, because I love it so much. I literally don't care. I'm obsessed with that show. Like, literally.
If you had to make out with somebody on that show,
Archie.
Are you kidding?
I think he's so hot.
Bughead.
No. First of all, it's Jughead.
No, sorry.
She's a big fan.
No. It's Betty and Jughead are Bughead.
You're going to make out with both of them?
Jughead's dad. Every day, twice on Sunday, Jughead's dad.
He is hot.
I like Archie.
Do you know what would, if I were on the cast of Riverdale and I were Betty and they made me wear my hair like that? Because I don't look good in a high ponytail.
Me too.
That's what I would be petitioning for.
Do you know what's so funny? Is I wanted to be a cast member of Riverdale for Halloween. And I specifically didn't choose Betty because I was like, I am not wearing my hair in slick backs. They're like, but she's blonde. Isn't that the easiest for you to do? And I'm like, I don't care.
No. Yeah, you get that Amazon wig and you do your show blossom thing. Someone sent me, did you see the photo? Someone sent me and they're like, you're right about the Amazon wig. And it was this pink wig and it was like these really short bangs.
Oh no. I need to get a new
one. I was like, I can't wait to see Tanya. Okay, my last thing, people are offended that I dress up in scrubs for like this for the podcast and just being silly. I don't know. I don't know if they think that I think I'm an actress and should be on Grey's Anatomy or if they think I think I'm a doctor. I kind of just want to be like, I'm just a weirdo.
Yeah, like, I'm just doing my thing. Can I live?
And can I just like that I get respect when I wear scrubs?
Yeah.
The help that we just gave people over double texting.
Practically like surgeons.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, I don't feel bad about
it. It might not be life or death that we're helping with, but.
Do you think sex in an on-call room is life or death? No. We're just helping.
By the way, they don't do that anymore on Grey's Anatomy.
What happened? In the elevator scene.
Yeah. Like, they used to do it all the time in the on-call rooms. Guess what? Not anymore.
What do they even focus on now?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Like, what is the thing? Because that was such a thing.
That was a thing. The first, like, five seasons, it was, like, the on-call room.
And the elevators.
Nobody stepped foot in one of those in the past 3 years.
No one's sleeping. No one's sleeping around.
No.
It's all business.
It's all business. Yeah, they're just doing surgeries
It's all
now.
Business and disease. If you want to get a hold of us, that's me, that's Amy, that's Tawny, that's Mark. Eason's not in here. You can email us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Or you can always tweet me at BeccaTilly5. If you have any topics you want us to discuss, any criticism, we prefer only the friendly kind. But any kind you have, we would accept
it. Yeah, bring it.
Yeah, send us an email or give us a tweet.
Oh.
Okay. I know you love kettle corn when we sit down and watch Grace. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I was thinking we need to start having, like, where we cook meals on Thursday and sit down and watch Grace.
I would love that.
And if I don't cook a lot. Do you? You cook a lot, I feel.
Yeah, I'm pretty savvy.
Yeah. That was the highest pitch I've ever heard.
It's a little bit of a lie. I try.
Yeah. Well, to make it easy, we can get HelloFresh.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, they don't just send you food. They send you a full-blown experience. You get an apron. You get meals. You get all the ingredients you need so you don't have to go to the store.
And they, like, teach you how to do it, right?
Step by step. And it only takes 30 minutes. So, like, I never cook, and I'm able to do it, and people don't die.
Really?
Yeah. And people actually enjoy it because they send me everything, give me very specific instructions. So, basically, if you can read, you're golden. Golden.
Prove it.
I will this Thursday.
Okay.
So all the meals are creative. They're delicious. My mom and dad love them. I just went home and they're like, which HelloFresh meal do you want this week? Like,
it's fresh ingredients, right?
Yeah. Super fresh, delicious.
I guess
nutritionally
hence
balanced.
The name, HelloFresh.
Yeah. And it's good for you, which is what I need and what you love.
Love.
So here's the best part. It's less than $10 a meal, which is amazing because I normally spend, you know, at least $10 or more.
Like, double that.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I didn't know if I was just going over the top. Glad to know it's normal. For $30 off of your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code BECCAT30. That's BECCAT30. So HelloFresh.com, promo code BECCAT30, and you'll get $30 off. It's amazing. And you're going to be doing the dishes.
Me?
They don't offer that.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Fine. Deal.
But I'll cook. You can do the dishes. It's fun. It's easy. It's perfect for sitting down to watch Grace.
Perfect.
HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code BECCAT30. That's BECCAT30. Becca T as in Tilly 30. All right. So first of all, I want everyone to email me with shows that I should be watching. Everyone here agrees that I should be watching Riverdale, which mm-hmm. is what I'm going to catch up on this week. If you email scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com, suggest your favorite show and a brief idea of why you right. suggest it.
Give us your elevator pitch.
Yeah, elevator pitch. So my homework this week is to catch up on Riverdale. Mm-hmm. What's your homework?
I'm going to watch The Bull Type.
Oh, The Bull Type. Mm-hmm. Heard good things about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a homework. I'm gonna give Riverdale a chance. I feel like I've been a little harsh
you
about
have
it.
Been, because it's magical.
Everyone else seems to love it. I'm the only one talking about it who's
and
not
people really like
about
the
it.
Bold type too. Like they kind of they're saying it's like the new age Sex and City.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. great! Yeah. All right, so thank you for scrubbing in. We have to go scrub out right now.
That's true.
Run errands, get the respect that we don't deserve, but feel like we do.
Yeah.
And we will be here next week to discuss all the topics, all the things.
I wish I could give you a different homework assignment.
What?
To, like, go on a date or something.
No, I'm going to give you a homework assignment to go on a date.
Okay, and we can both give each other a homework
I'll
assignment.
I'll set you both up this week, and you'll go by next week.
Wait, by the time we talk next week?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to commit to it.
I don't know if I want to commit to it either.
Can I go to dinner with Robert?
Hey!
All right, we'll talk about it next week and see if we can maybe do it the week after.
Okay, we're going to talk about potential dates that Tawny and I go on next week. So don't forget to tune in. Thank you for scrubbing in. Should we call it?
Yeah, you go. I went last week.
Okay, fine.
I don't want to be, like, greedy.
You're right. Time of death, 12:41 p.m. so good.